Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Member by Ram Golda and Dir Masechus Gittin Daf Samach Zayin. The end of the sixth parak Omer and the beginning of the seventh parak Misha Achaso. The Zichu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on are one. The Gemara discusses Shluchim explicitly told to appoint others. Amar Lishnayim, but one said to two people, Imru Lasofer of Yichto, tell the sofer to write a get, Uloponi Uloponi V'yachdemu, and tell Pony and Pony that they should sign it. Rav Huna said in Rav's name, Kasher V'otah says those be Yisrael. It's valid, but this shouldn't be done in Yisrael. The Gemara explains why it shouldn't be done. Chayshin and Shem and Tiskor Edim, we suspect that the wife might hire witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get. This concern is challenged from a price which teaches that Edim sign on to a bill of sale or a get are never suspected of signing falsely. The Gemara answers, Maisel la'avdei dibur ka'amrei, an action such as signing falsely, they wouldn't do, but they would speak falsely, tricking people to produce a get for the husband. Amoraim disagree if the husband may instruct two people to tell a scribe to write a get and they should sign it. There's no concern that the wife would hire people to do this, since no one would sign falsely, but some hold the rabbis forbade this case to avoid the former case. Point number two is taught in a braisa, Amru Asar Kisu get etnu ishti. If one said to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, Echad Kosev Aide Kulam, any one of them writes on behalf of all of them, and two sign it. But if he said, Kulchem Ksovu, all of you write it, Echad Kosev B'mamad Kulam, one of them writes in the presence of all of them. We assume he did not intend for all of them to physically write it, although the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Ambeis taught that they all must sign it. Similarly, if he instructed 10 people to deliver the get, only one must do so, but if he said, all of you deliver this get, then one delivers it in the presence of the others. The Gemara discusses where he enumerated the shluchim, counting them by number. Rav Huna says it is not tantamount to saying kulchem, and Rav Yochanan says it is. Rav Papa explains that there's no argument. One discusses where he enumerated some of them, and the other discusses where he enumerated all of them. This distinction is explained in two opposite ways. Rav Yehuda and Rava discuss language enacted to write into the get to avoid such problematic cases. And point number three, the seventh parak begins, Misha Achazo Kurdiyakos, one who was seized by Kurdiyakos, a type of madness. Amar Kisu Get Leishti, and said, write a get for my wife, Lo Amakum. He has said nothing, meaning we ignore his instructions since he issued them when he wasn't competent. If he first requested a get to be written and then was seized by Kurdiyakos, after which he said not to write the get, we ignore his retraction for the same reason. Shmuel explains the cause of Kurdiyakos. He was bitten, so to speak, by drinking fresh wine from the press. The Mishnah calls it Kurdiyakos, referring to the spirit which possesses a person who drinks fresh wine, so an amulet can be written to drive it away. The Gemara offers a cure for this condition, red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine. The Mishnah continues, Nishtatek, if one became mute, Amru lo nichtuv get l'ishtokha, and they said to him, shall we write a get for your wife? And here can be Rosho, and he nodded his head. We test his mental competency with six questions, three of which the answer is yes, and three of which the answer is no. If he answers them correctly by nodding or shaking his head, we rely on his instructions to write a get. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara discusses Shluchim explicitly told to appoint others. Amar Lishnayim, but one said to two people, Imru Lasofer of Yichto, tell the sofer to write a get, Uloponi Uloponi V'yachdemu, and tell Pony and Pony that they should sign it. Rav Huna said in Rav's name, Kasher V'otah says those be Yisrael. It's valid, but this shouldn't be done in Yisrael. The Gemara explains why it shouldn't be done. Chayshin and Shem and Tiskor Edim, we suspect that the wife might hire witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get. This concern is challenged from a price which teaches that Edim sign on to a bill of sale or a get are never suspected of signing falsely. The Gemara answers, Maisel la'avdei dibur ka'amrei, an action such as signing falsely, they wouldn't do, but they would speak falsely, tricking people to produce a get for the husband. Amoraim disagree if the husband may instruct two people to tell a scribe to write a get and they should sign it. There's no concern that the wife would hire people to do this, since no one would sign falsely, but some hold the rabbis forbade this case to avoid the former case. Point number two is taught in a braisa, Amru Lasara Kisu Get Etnu Leishti. If one said to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, Echad Kosev Aide Kulam, any one of them writes on behalf of all of them, and two sign it. But if he said, Kulchem Ksovu, all of you write it, Echad Kosev B'mamad Kulam, one of them writes in the presence of all of them. We assume he did not intend for all of them to physically write it, although the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Ambeis taught that they all must sign it. Similarly, if he instructed 10 people to deliver the get, only one must do so, but if he said, all of you deliver this get, then one delivers it in the presence of the others. The Gemara discusses where he enumerated the shluchim, counting them by number. Rav Huna says it is not tantamount to saying kulchem, and Rav Yochanan says it is. Rav Papa explains that there's no argument. One discusses where he enumerated some of them, and the other discusses where he enumerated all of them. This distinction is explained in two opposite ways. Rav Yehuda and Rava discuss language enacted to write into the get to avoid such problematic cases. And point number three, the seventh parak begins, Misha achazo kurdiyakos, one who was seized by kurdiyakos, a type of madness. Ma'amar kisu get l'ishti, and said, write a get for my wife, lo amakum. He has said nothing, meaning we ignore his instructions since he issued them when he wasn't competent. If he first requested a get to be written and then was seized by kurdiyakos, after which he said not to write the get, we ignore his retraction for the same reason. Shmuel explains the cause of kurdiyakos. He was bitten, so to speak, by drinking fresh wine from the press. The Mishnah calls it kurdiyakos, referring to the spirit which possesses a person who drinks fresh wine, so an amulet can be written to drive it away. The Gemara offers a cure for this condition, red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine. The Mishnah continues, Nishtatek, if one became mute, Amru lo nichtuv get l'ishtoka, and they said to him, shall we write a get for your wife? Ihir kim birosho, and he nodded his head. We test his mental competency with six questions, three of which the answer is yes, and three of which the answer is no. If he answers them correctly by nodding or shaking his head, we rely on his instructions to write a get. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Samach Zayin, and this simur was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, and Shalom Fried from Woodbury, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, as he served red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine to a man seized with kurdiyakos. Once again, slow motion. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue. Barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the Shluchim explicitly told to appoint others. If he said to two people, tell a sofer to write a get and tell Pony and Pony that they should sign it, Rav Huna said in Rav's name, Kasher Volotasa Zos Bisrael, it's valid, but this should not be done in Yisrael. The Gemara explains why it should not be done. We suspect that the wife might hire witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, which reminds us, Abraisa states that if one said to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, any one of them writes on behalf of all of them and two sign it. Kulchem ksofu, but if he said, all of you write it, echad kosev b'mamad kulam, one of them writes in the presence of all of them. We assume he didn't intend for all of them to physically write it. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, as he served red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine to a man seized with kurdiyakos. Which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, one who was seized by kurdiyakos, a type of madness. V'amar kisvu get l'ishti, and he said, write a get for my wife. He has said nothing. We ignore his instructions since he issued them when he wasn't competent. If he first requested a get to be written and then was seized by kurdiyakos, after which he said not to write the get, we ignore his retraction for the same reason. The Gemara offers a cure for this condition, red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine. So once again, the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, as he served red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine to a man seized with kurdiyakos. All right, so now it's time for a four blah ba'al chazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The shliach for the green segue get pickup service segue. That must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The shliach for the green segue get pickup service called Holech Kazichi, which reminds us we have a machlokas of Holech Kazichi, whether saying bring it to her is the equivalent of saying acquire it for her. So the shliach for the green segue get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept the get from the husband's shliach, which reminds us Rav says a woman cannot make a shliach to accept her get from her husband's shliach. Rabbi Chanina says she can. Two reasons are given for Rav's position. Number one, Mishum Bezayin the Baal, because of the husband's disgrace, he may take offense at her apparent refusal to accept the get herself and void the shlichas of delivery. And number two, Mishum Chatzer HaBaal Achmeken, because of the case of her courtyard which comes to her possession after the get was placed there. Such a get is invalid because the husband didn't place it in her hand or her courtyard. So the shliach for the green segue get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept a get from the husband's shliach and waited patiently for two witnesses who wrote a get improperly to finish writing a second one, which reminds us. The Gemara relates a story in which witnesses who were instructed to write a get wrote the wife's name incorrectly, invalidating the get. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa maintained that they could not write a second get, quoting from Rav, Asu Edim Shlichusan. The witnesses completed their shlichus, albeit improperly, and are no longer shluchim. Rabbah objected. Did he tell them write a pottery shard and give it to her? He instructed them to write a valid get, not a worthless one, and they didn't yet complete their task. Dav Samach Dalad. So the Simmer Dav Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, That must mean we're on Dav Samach Dalad. So, it's secret. The secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce. Which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokes, who is believed in a case where a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife's shliach l'kabbalah. So the secret agent with the dark green shades to determine who is believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it and no one was believed. Which reminds us, if the husband and the third party say the get was given to the third party for divorce, and the wife says she received the get and lost it, Rabbi Yochanan says that no one is believed. The Gemara explains why. So the secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who is believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, only to then come across a namarasa accepting a get with her extra hand. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nara Marasa, a Nara who is an Arusa, she or her father can accept her get. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zokhus Ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time. Ela Aviyah Makabos Gita Bilvad. Rather, only your father can accept her get. The Gemara then explains that the Tanakhama holds, Yada Yasir Tzazakhi Rachamana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. Dav Samachay, so the Simmer Dav Samachay is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, that must be more daf samachay, seh. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, which reminds us, Ravitat Gimel Minos Bakatan, there are three categories of miners when it comes to their ability to perform transactions. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids, which reminds us, the next mission states, Ha'omer ten get zeli ishti b'makam ploni, one who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, but nasna b'makam acher pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but doesn't care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Rabbi Elazar, however, says it is valid. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell the wife he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids after her husband told her, Shalchua Shivkua Tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get. A Braisa teaches that the phrases Shalchua, Shivkua, Tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. Dav Samach Vav, so the Simmer Dav Samach Vav relates to sewing and we use a tailor. So here goes. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor, that must be on Dav Samach Vav, so. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Mushal Chabor, someone was thrown in a pit and said, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife. Those who hear may write and give a get to her. The Gemara says that there was no concern that this was in fact a shade, a demon, nor a tsar trying to trick the wife, for it was a time of sakana. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form while they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tanugeli Ishti, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Amalishnaim Tanugeli Ishti, one who says to two people, write a get for my wife, or to three people, write and give a get to my wife, these people must write and give it themselves and may not appoint others in their place. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor called from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form while they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnugeli Ishti, debated whether two men who were told, Kisvu Tnugeli Ishti, can ask a sofer to write the get, and they sign it. Which reminds us, the Academy Rav sent an inquiry to Shmuel, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our master teach us. If one said to two people, write and give a get to my wife, and they told the sofer and he wrote it, but they signed it themselves, what is the halacha? Shmuel sent his answer, Teitze, she must leave her second husband, meaning the get's validity cannot be relied upon. But the matter requires further study. The Gemara analyzes Shmuel's uncertainty. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which Duff does Rumble list three different categories of minors when it comes to performing transactions? That's on Duff. Samache. Good. Number two, which Duff we have a case where neither the husband, third party, nor the wife who said the get was lost are believed? That's on Duff. Samach Dog. Good. Number three, which Duff do we discuss when instructions are given to 10 people to write and deliver a get? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number four, which Duff do we discuss if the husband is makpid that the get is delivered to the wife in a certain place, the get is invalid if the shliach gives it to her in a different place? That's on Duff. Samach Hey. Good. Number five, which Duff do we discuss what the halacha is if shluchim who are told to give a get instruct a server to write the get but they sign it? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number six, which Duff do we discuss who's believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit or the third party who said it was given for a divorce? That's on Duff. Samach Dal. Good. Number seven, which Duff do we learn how to heal someone who has kurdiyakos? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number eight, which Duff do we discuss what is done when two people hear someone in a pit instructing to divorce his wife? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number nine, which Duff do we discuss shluchim instructed to appoint others to write and the concerns for the wife hiring people to do so? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. And number 10, which Duff do we have the question whether two people who are told to write the get wrote the get improperly, whether they may write a second get? That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.